stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, August 19th. El Cajon Police Chief disagrees with the State Attorney General over sanctuary law. More on that next, but first, the headlines. We've been updating you on what some would call a trashy story surrounding the new fees for waste pickup in the city of San Diego. The latest comes as of yesterday morning when some residents rallied against the new fees for single-family households. They're also asking homeowners to submit written protests to the city. In June, the city council set fees ranging from $32 to $43 per month for trash pickup for single-family homes. The news has since been met with opposition from some, saying they did not believe the fee would be this expensive. We brought you a story yesterday regarding the ICE arrest of a Linda Vista Elementary School father. The parent involved was Juan Jose Martinez Cortez, and Homeland Security has now responded, saying Cortez was targeted because he was fraudulently using an American Social Security number. Martinez Cortez is from Mexico. La Mesa is now following through on efforts to fix a stretch of road considered one of the most dangerous in the city. This comes nearly 4 months after a driver slammed into a family's home and RV. The city is now set to add new safety improvements to a stretch of Spring Street spanning from Palm Ave to Lemon Avenue. That includes restriping the road and adding curve warning signs for drivers. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Jans, Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're presenting a landmark exhibition of Eduardo Chillida, a visionary sculptor who transformed the way we think about form, space, and material. Eduardo Chillida, Convergence, is the most expansive U.S. presentation of the artist's work in nearly 50 years, bringing together monumental sculptures, delicate works on paper, and a virtual reality experience of his iconic Comb of the Wind installation on the Basque coast of Spain. Eduardo Chillida Convergence is on view now through February 8, 2026 at the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park. Learn more at sdmaart.org.
What happens when a police chief and the state attorney general disagree on the interpretation of a state law? Reporter Gustavo Solis says that's what's happening right now in El Cajon regarding a California immigrant sanctuary law.
In 2023, California Attorney General Rob Bonta said that SB 34 prevents police departments from sharing license plate reader data with out-of-state and federal law enforcement agencies. And since then, Bonta's office has followed up with friendly but firm letters to multiple police departments, telling them to stop sharing. But in El Cajon, Police Chief Jeremiah Larson continues to share with outside agencies.
Criminals don't operate within boundaries. If by sharing our information with any other jurisdictions it helps solve crimes, you know, then we want to make sure that officers and investigators in all jurisdictions have access to all legal and available tools.
Chief Larson says that he's spoken with the Attorney General's office.
A very cordial conversation, and we just didn't agree on the interpretation of it. And of course, I ran that by our legal team here in El Cajon as well. They agree with me. It's just a difference of opinion at this point.
Bonta's office refused to say whether the El Cajon Police Department is complying with state law, but they said in a statement that all police departments are expected to follow the law. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
California Democratic state lawmakers are moving forward with plans to hold a special election this November to redraw the state's congressional lines. Reporter John Carroll says the Democrats say Republicans in Texas left them with no choice.
Monday morning's news conference featured more than a dozen state Democratic lawmakers, as well as two members of Congress. They said they'll vote this week to send redrawn congressional maps to California voters in November. If voters approve them, California could net five more seats, equal to the number of Republicans Texas plans to add. A handful of state Republican legislators held their own news conference in Sacramento. San Diego Assemblymember Carl DiMaio says the Democrats are engaging in a brazen power grab.
They are trying to use the hatred for Donald Trump and what's happening in Texas as their corrupt vehicle to get what they've always sought, the power back to manipulate districts.
San Diego Representative Daryl Issa's seat could be in peril if voters approve the new maps for the 2026 election. We reached out for comment, but we didn't hear back by our deadline. John Carroll, KPBS News.
San Diego teens have contacted the National Mental Health Teen Line 4,000 times since January. That's according to the organization that runs the youth hotline. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says when they call the 800 number, they're talking to another teen.
Teen Line is a peer-to-peer youth mental health hotline. Didi Hirsch Mental Health Services in Los Angeles trains teen listeners to answer calls, texts, and emails from other teens across the country.
Teens' voices can usually be dismissed because they're just a kid, or parents are like, we know better, or why are you sad?
Sydney has volunteered for Teen Line for 2 years. She drives from San Diego to Los Angeles 2 to 4 times a month to be there for other teens. We're only using her first name to protect her identity from callers. It's part of the organization's safety practice.
But I think it's important to really listen to them and give them a chance to express themselves and understand that their struggles are real.
New data from the hotline shows calls about suicide jumped from 13% to 17% since last year. Sydney says loneliness is one of the most common themes she hears.
And I just hope to create a safe space for them to share.
If you or someone you know needs help, contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting the number 988. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
A new transitional housing facility for youths aged out of foster care just opened in Vista. It's a first for North County. Reporter Alexander Nguyen got a look inside and talked to one of the residents there.
This is my room, guys. Small room.
Ruben Rodriguez is one of the first residents at Vista.
Gotta fix it up a little bit more.
It's a home for youth 21 to 24 who are transitioning out of foster care. Before coming here, he was homeless.
I aged out, of the system at 21. I went to MiraCosta for a little bit, stayed over there for about 5 days, camping out.
That was until a friend connected him to this program. It's a joint venture between the City of Vista and Urban Street Angels. The goal of the program is to first get young people into stable housing with wraparound services. That includes vocational training, trade schools, jobs, and mental health services.
Nothing like potatoes.
Ruben loves working off the land.
Because they take forever to grow.
He has already been connected to a few landscaping businesses. Hopefully, that will lead to a job and stable housing. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.